A 15-year-old boy who was recovered from Loch Sheelan on Tuesday afternoon has died in hospital. The boy was swimming in the lake, which is a meeting point of counties Westmeath, Meath and Cavan. John Hand is chief reporter at the Irish Daily Mirror and can talk to us now. What happened, John?
Morning, Gavin. A teenage boy, as you say, believed to be age 15, was in the water before 3 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon when he got into trouble. And at that stage, Gardaí, the alarm was raised and emergency services arrived at Loch Sheelan and got him out. But he was rushed to Denver Street Hospital, where he was in a very serious condition on Tuesday evening. And last night, Gardaí confirmed the boy had sadly lost his battle for life. A post-mortem will be carried out now before funeral arrangements for the boy will be made. But from an investigation point of view, Gardaí are making inquiries into the incident, but are treating this as another tragedy.
John, thank you. That's John Hand, chief reporter with the Irish Daily Mirror. And this morning's news means that five people have now drowned on the island of Ireland in the past week. On Wednesday night, 29-year-old Natasha Corr drowned in Swan Lake in County Cavan while trying to help one of her children in the water. Also this week, Michael Hoey, a man aged in his 70s, died after getting into difficulty in Spencer Harbour in County Leitrim. 55-year-old Peter Jones drowned in Loch Melvin in Fermanagh. And 13-year-old Jay Moffat drowned in a lake in Scarva in County Down. Let's speak to Gerard O'Flynn. He's operations manager of the Irish Coast Guard. Gerard O'Flynn, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
With the warm weather of the past week, lots more people are getting into water. And sadly, five people now have been lost.
Yeah, well, at the outset, on behalf of the Coast Guard, we obviously want to extend our sympathy to the friends and relatives and colleagues of the people who sadly lost their lives this week. What we're finding in the Coast Guard, and it, I guess, is entirely predictable, is that the number of incidents that we've been involved in this year is much higher than recent years. In fact, in year-to-date, our total number is something like 1,690. Whereas the corresponding last year was 1,340. So that gives a sense of the growth in activity. Obviously, the reasons are very obvious. The excellent weather, which everybody is enjoying, and obviously the restriction on other recreational activities due to the ongoing COVID restrictions. But we have a group in Ireland of perhaps we might call them the SAR stakeholder family, includes Water Safety Ireland, RNLI, Metairn, BIM, Irish Sailing, etc. And we've identified three areas that we think are worthy of mention. One is the use of jet skis, and we would appeal to all users of jet skis to be sensitive to areas where people are swimming. The other one is the growth in open water swimming, which is an all-year-round activity now. But because of that, people swim longer distances. So we'd appeal to all swimmers never to swim alone. Make sure that your activity is being observed. And if possible, if you're swimming more offshore or longer distance, to make sure you're visible. Use a tow flow or wear a cap. And the other area, and perhaps the most important one, is we would ask people never, ever, ever to use inflatable toys in open water, be it on the coast, on the sea, on lakes or on rivers. But inflatable toys is an area that is of particular concern.
Gerard, what is a tow float?
Say that again?
A tow float, you mentioned there.
Oh, sorry, it's just a little device that you attach to your body, to your foot, and you tow along with you, and it's a highly visible device, and by using that, you can be observed, and you're just more visible in the water.
It's UN World Drowning Prevention Day on Sunday. Is that a first?
That's the first time, and it's being actively promoted by in Ireland, and it's drawing attention to the huge tragedy attached, or the huge number of drownings worldwide. It came on foot of a UN resolution earlier this year, and there is it's being very well promoted in Ireland, and it's quite, I suppose, significant given what has happened in Ireland this week. To highlight just the simple tragedy of people who are generally engaging in recreation and suddenly get into difficulty and lose their lives. So it is a first, and it's being actively promoted. And there is a very good website on it. You can go to watersafetyireland.ie or where there is a dedicated website, but it is a very timely reminder of the risk attached or the risk and the tragedy attached to drowning and loss of life.
What advice would you offer to people, many of whom will take to the water this weekend?
Well, keep it simple. Obviously, there are a number of key things. If possible, swim in lifeguarded areas or swim in areas that are being used by other people. Never to swim alone. Make sure that your activity is being observed by colleagues or by somebody ashore. Make sure that if you are going swimming, that people know when to expect you back. But I suppose the simplest and most important thing is, if at all possible, swim in lifeguarded areas or in areas that are commonly used. And make sure that your activity is being observed either by colleagues in the water or somebody ashore.
Gerard, thank you for speaking to us. That's Gerard O'Flynn, Operations Manager of the Irish Coast Guard. It's 7:15.